Welcome to the Diagnostics and Usage After Show, exclusive for Patreon supporters.
So, you know, I loved Hearthstone, and then I stopped playing because my iPad 2 got so frickin' slow. I would have to, like, close every app and then turn my iPad off, turn it back on to make sure that the memory was cleared so that I could open up Hearthstone without it, like, freaking out. And also, it was 3G, and so I couldn't really, like, use it commuting to work because the, like, internet just wasn't fast enough to keep up, and I would end up losing, and I just got frustrated.
Oh, see, for me, Cody, I had a well-equipped iPad, the iPad Air, but for me, it was more of an addiction. So I have not played Hearthstone either in a very long time, but my wife can attest, I got really hardcore into Hearthstone, and I started actually watching more professional Hearthstone players play on YouTube.
Professional Hearthstone players, you know, I say in air quotes.
play online versus actually playing the game myself. I was downloading these Hearthstone videos off of YouTube so I can even watch them on the subway offline. Like, I
had a problem.
I had a problem and it needed to stop. And now the fact that you can get the game on your iPhone, I am this close to laying my thumb on the Touch ID sensor and getting back into this game.
Do it. I mean, I've downloaded and I've only played a couple games, but the convenience of it being on my phone now is just amazing. And when I heard the news, I mean, when Hearthstone was announced and they said iPad only, I thought to myself, good idea, there's not enough real estate on the phone. And then the iPhone 6 came out and the 6 Plus came out, and I thought, I wonder if they're going to put this onto iPhone, but maybe they really still don't have enough, you know, just UI real estate to get the full experience. But I was like, you know what, I'll take it for a shot. So I downloaded it, played a game, and Blizzard, they are fantastic. They know exactly what to do. The way they moved... Have you downloaded it and played it on iPhone yet?
No, but I'm curious how they handled such a heavy game.
It is good. So, battery life is terrible, right? I mean, it takes, you know, a game, I think, took like 15% out of my battery.
Oh, wow.
Which, yeah, it's terrible. But it's nice. I mean, I thought my phone would have gotten a lot hotter than it did, but it really didn't, which I think is more an iPhone 6 thing than a Hearthstone thing. But it also, Blizzard is amazing, so they probably did something fancy. So you know they have the four, like, quadrants on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what they do on this, rather than always showing your card hands in the middle, they only have two little quadrant things on the board, and then your hand and your opponent's hand are in the other two little quadrants. And so you tap, and there's no mana bar at the bottom, but you tap your hand, your cards show up at the bottom, and then your mana bar shows up on the right. And other than that, it's the exact same experience. It's great.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, listen, I'm just going to say this on record. If there is no more episodes of Diagnostics and Usage, it means I'm spending all of my time back on Hearthstone, and I apologize, because I'm kind of feeling the bug. I mean, listen, if there's any Hearthstone listeners out there...
Well, you know there's a new expansion, right?
I mean, there's so many expansions. Like, there was the Naxxramas expansion, and then...
You didn't play that?
I played the first I don't know what quarter. They would call it, the quarter, and then that's when I fell off. And I know there's more, a lot more has come since then. There's any diehard listeners out there, if you want to watch an amazing Hearthstone player, his name is Trump SC, and S, you know, the letter S, the letter C. And he is phenomenal. He's nerdy and he's fun to watch. And, like, I'll even occasionally watch it from time to time just because he's so entertaining.
I'm so excited it's on the iPhone because I love the game, but there was such a, like, barrier to play of like, I'd have my laptop or my iPad or something, and now it's on my phone. It's great. Kills my battery, but I just like...
Get a Mophie.
I'm not carrying a Mophie around. Come on. I don't even have a case on my phone. I just have a USB cable in my backpack with the charger, so I can just charge it whenever. I have had a lot of fun playing. I haven't played like a ton, but the few games that I've played have been so enjoyable. Actually, one of the amazing things they did in the UI is they always show your battery hovering up.
Oh, that's good.
Up at the top right, like right next to the gear icon they use for settings. And then I noticed something because on my commute home, there's like this weird patch of the highway where there's like really shitty cell phone reception. And I noticed when we went through that, I was in the middle of the game, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose this game because it's going to lose the connection. But what they do is they slide in the little cell bars right next to the battery with an X on it, and they keep flipping it around saying like, hey, there's no signal.
Oh, wow, but that's really cool.
Once it got the signal, it went away. It just slid away. And I was just like, Blizzard, good job. Like,
so I know. That's the other thing. I wonder how much data it takes on your phone to play a game.
Oh, I can look. Let's see. I played a couple games, and
my guess is that it doesn't take a lot because most of the graphics and everything's already pre-downloaded to your phone. So it's really just, you know, kind of.
How do I get to this?
Oh my God! It's settings, cellular, and then cellular usage.
Yeah, everything's moved around. I still have no. Now that I stopped at the Genius Bar, I like don't remember where all these crazy spots and settings are anymore.
I know they need to just keep everything in the same place. But my guess is that they don't take much. You checking?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm like scrolling past all these icons. I have too many freaking apps installed. That's the problem. I can't find it.
It's in alphabetical order.
Oh, I just realized that. I assumed it was in usage order.
You would think.
FG. It's not listed here. Why? Settings, cellular?
Maybe you're using Wi-Fi.
Oh, I might have been.
Oh, that's...
Does that show up?
No, it doesn't. So do you watch HBO, any HBO shows, Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley?
I watched everything this Sunday, and boy, was I disappointed.
Well... I can only speak for Silicon Valley. I do not watch Game of Thrones. Only my wife does, and she has...
You didn't watch it with her?
Well, I sit on the couch, and like I'm there when it's on. Also, I mean, I'm sure you've heard by now that 4 episodes leaked out of the 5th season.
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch those.
Oh, okay. You're too.
I'm a purist. I mean, I don't even. I really don't even like Game of Thrones that much. I mean, this episode was like nothing happened. Silicon Valley. Did you laugh once?
See, here's the thing about Silicon Valley, and
it didn't even pull a chuckle out of me.
Here's why I'm going to defend it. First of all, I'm a huge Silicon Valley fan, and the reason why this first episode was not very funny is they needed
You need to clarify that. Was not funny. Was not funny.
They needed to establish the story. They needed to, A, wrap up season one and establish the storyline of season two, because they weren't expecting the actor who played Peter Gregory to die in real life, and that was a shame. Yeah. And it was at, you know, I didn't know what they were going to do. I was actually a little shocked that they killed him off. I thought they were going to write him off in a different way. But it was one of those things where they had to establish a storyline and get it to the point where now there's this plot at the end where they find out they're being sued by Gavin Belson. And I think the rest of the season is going to be really funny. But yes, it was a little disappointing. Yeah. I'm obviously sticking through it.
Game of Thrones was the same. Like, nothing happened. It was two like boring TV shows in a row. But did you watch Veep?
No, I gotta watch. I've never seen it.
Dude, you gotta watch. Do you have to start from the beginning?
I have to watch Veep because I'm such a Seinfeld fan.
Oh my gosh, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and I don't remember his name, but Buster from Arrested Development. Those two are fantastic. Just it's pure comedy. It's great.
And it looks like HBO Now and HBO Go held up, which I was really
Yeah, I was surprised.
Surprised. I thought at least one of them would go down. I thought Go would go down, HBO Go. But they, who knows? They may have moved the back end infrastructure from Go also to MLB's.
I can't keep up with all the HBOs now.
Yeah, I know.
Like when I go on Apple TV, I'm like, if once that new banner goes away from HBO Now, I like am totally gonna mess up and click the wrong one.
So Jurassic World had its trailer debut. Now it's had its teaser debut, but this is the first full trailer for the film, and I have to say, I'm gonna say meh.
Meh? I mean, it was like I don't think it was that big of a jump from the teaser, but it was still all right.
Here's why I say meh, and I may have tweeted about this: is it's kind of like the Transformers film for dinosaurs. Like they really like they got super action packed and super CGI and really grand scale to the point where I they tried to do that in a past Jurassic Park, and where like I'm pretty sure like it was the third one. I just wasn't impressed. I love Who's Star-Lord? Why is his name escaping me?
Andy Dwyer?
I know. I love how we know his character's name.
I don't... it's Chris Pratt. That's what it is.
I love Chris Pratt, and my hopes are that I can keep my expectations low now, and then once the film comes out, I'll be, like, kind of proven wrong. But
well, when it comes down to it, I'll watch Chris Pratt. You know, he's all buff now.
Yeah.
I'll watch the show. I'll throw my $13 at the box office just to see Chris Pratt for an hour and a half or so. And dinosaurs. Like, dinosaurs are fun. Come on. Honestly, if I had to pick between dinosaurs and robots that are actually vehicles or something like that, I'd pick the dinosaurs.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So we'll peel back the curtain a little bit. So we've recorded this after show in a couple of parts throughout the month. You may have just heard us talking about Hearthstone, and I have something to admit to you, Cody Coates.
Did you start back up?
I'm back on the horse, man. And I'll tell you right now, I'm doing it. I'm trying so hard to do it in moderation. So we talked about it, and then I just eased myself in first. I said,
got an itch.
I said, you know what?
You got an itch.
I'm not going to play. I'm just going to watch my favorite Hearthstone guy, Trump SC. So I put, a couple days after, I play that. Great. So now,
how long did that last?
So then, back when Hearthstone originally released for iPad, I got really hardcore into it, and then I got my wife really hardcore into it, and then it was at a point where we both like looked at each other one day, and we're like, have we just been sitting on the couch for hours playing Hearthstone separately? Like,
what's wrong with that?
It just got too much, and then eventually we both kind of fell off the thing, and then we started talking back up once we heard the news that it was coming for iPhone, and now my wife started playing again, and then I hear her talking about the deck. And I hear her talking about different moves. And so now I'm at a point where I'm playing, but I'm like keeping myself on like you're only playing two games. No matter what, you're only playing two games and then you're stopping. Like I have myself, because you don't understand, when I get into things, I get into them deep. And I will not be podcasting with you if I go fully into this. Like I will not be podcasting with you. I will not be tweeting on Twitter. I will not be writing. I will be like full fledged.
So Thursdays are no Hearthstone days.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, because definitely not. Absolutely not. but I thought it was worth mention. Do you have any, aside from like Hearthstone, do you want to talk about like Guilty Pleasure app?
So I do. You know, when Candy Crush first came out, you know, and it was a big deal, I'm sure you were in the same camp of I was, of like, oh, Candy Crush, that's one of those free-to-play games where they nickel and dime you for, you know, lives and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I downloaded it and I played it once and I was like, man, this is kind of addicting. Like, I want to play this game. And I'll admit it here on the after show so that only our Patreon supporters hear this. And not everyone in the world knows, but I definitely spent some money on Candy Crush. Not a lot.
Uh-oh.
But there was a few times where I was like, you know what? This level is driving me crazy. I got to get past this level. And so I maybe spent like $5 on it, which isn't a big deal, you know, especially for the amount of enjoyment. Well, I don't know if you can call it enjoyment, but the large addiction that I had for it.
But that's fine.
It was when I was in New York, so I was on the train, and like it's just nice to sit there and play. It's mindless enough that I could listen to podcasts, but also, you know, be doing something with my thumbs.
See, when you spend like a moderate amount of money, that's fine because you're getting your money's worth. The problem is when people spend a lot of money. So I actually have a story to tell. This is when I was working at the Genius Bar, and I was overhearing a conversation of a coworker, and he was talking to this guy. He was dressed in a nice, you know, suit. He looked like a businessman, and he cracked his iPad, and they had to replace his iPad. And he's like, he says to my coworker, he was like, am I going to lose all the stuff that I got in this Marvel game? I don't know what this Marvel fighting game is.
I remember that.
Oh, do you remember this?
I remember that exact conversation.
Because the next sentence took me back. Like, I lost my train of thought with the current person I was talking about. And he was like, I think it, you know, my coworker was like, I think it will, you know, I'm going to have to check. And then the guy proceeds to say, well, yeah, can you please check? Because I've spent over $1,000 on that game. And my eyes just widened and then my head turned to the left, and I was like, oh my God, did I just hear the man say $1,000? Like, these iOS games, man, they will get you. Now, I will admit, I've had my time. Like, all right, I didn't jump on the Candy Crush bandwagon, which I'm kind of proud of, but then on the other hand, I got really hooked into Two Dots. Have you ever played the Two Dots game?
No, I don't even think I've heard of it.
You've never heard of Dots and Two Dots?
I think I remember Dots, but not Two Dots. I gotta look this up now.
There was a game called Dots by BetaWorks, and it was pretty good, but it was, you know, a very minimalistic game. But then they came out with a sequel called...
Yeah, I loved Dots. That was a good game.
Yeah, they came out with a sequel called Two Dots, and they used the Candy Crush method with the timing and the other thing. And man, there was a good time where... But the thing is...
Oh, they've got the levels.
But the thing is, I was the guy who was like, all right, I'm going to resist it. I'm going to just wait. I'm just going to close the app. And even though it says I can't play in 20 minutes, I'm just going to close the app and wait. But then they like hit the push notification.
And then you buy lives.
Yeah, and then they hit you with the push notifications. And they're like, you know what? You could start playing immediately. Just throw me 99 cents.
They've got it down. I mean, this in-app purchase thing, it's crazy like how addicting it is. I've actually got a game that I've been playing recently. It's called My Vegas Slots.
Wow.
Now, my rationale for starting this game was if you play, there's a blackjack and a slots, and I have both of them downloaded. if you play, you know, the currency is chips, right? You put the chips in the slot machine, you go, right? But as you play, you rack up these gold chips or their loyalty coins. Now, the cool thing is you can actually cash those loyalty coins in for things in Vegas. So 2 weekends ago, I went to Vegas and we cashed in these points that we had accumulated. My boyfriend, like, is super good at the blackjack, so he had, like, racked in all these points and had gotten to the point where we got a free ticket to the Beatles Love from playing this game. And so I've started playing more recently. So when we go back to Vegas, you know, we can just get a bunch more free stuff.
See, that is not bad.
It's not, but it is just as addicting. I have come very close to spending money on this thing, and it's not good. I just sit there and... The thing is, I'm not even doing anything. I'm just hitting the button and then seeing the slot spin.
Wow, really?
And then I hit the button, and then I hit the button, and I hit the button, and that's it. And I'm like, this game sucks, but somehow it's grasped me in from, like, you know, I get like 30 spins in a row where I don't win anything, and then one where I win, you know, this huge win. Oh, and I'm like, oh, man, that was worth it, right? And it's not, but it's one of those just guilty pleasure apps where, you know, I don't want people to see that I'm playing it. So like hide my phone so no one can see that I'm like playing this slot machine game.
Yeah.
Cause I, you know, but it, you know, it's, yeah, I'm just trying to get really cheap rooms in Vegas. That's my excuse.
Well, I mean, that's a good excuse because Vegas is a fun place. I went there last year for the first time and I didn't really know what to expect. Cause you know, when you haven't gone there, all you really know is what you see from the movies and TV yeah. shows and all this other stuff. And you're almost like, on one hand, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to get myself into? But honestly, it's just a fun time. I mean, there's so much to do. There's actually a pretty large variety of what to do. And, I thought it's definitely a place I would revisit.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed at, oh my God. Why am I blanking on this? Hold on. Jen, where did we stay in Vegas? Oh, thank you. It was called the Monte Carlo.
Oh, the Monte Carlo. Yes, that's right by Shake Shack.
Yes, yes.
Dude, I ate at Shake Shack every day while I was there. I missed it so much from New York. I ate there every single day.
So the thing about the Monte Carlo, though, or not even about the Monte Carlo, the thing about the time... So I went at a very slow time in Vegas, at least according to the cab driver that picked us up from the airport. So we went in December for my brother-in-law's wedding, and... but it just so happened to coincide with a rodeo weekend, like a rodeo convention. So every single hotel was filled with cowboys, and I don't mean cowboys in a derogatory term. I mean literal cowboys. Every single person had cowboy hats, boots, you know, the whole getup, spurs. Like it was.
Oh boy,
it was pretty. It was pretty wild. I mean, it was funny, but it was funny because now all these hotels had to cater to them. So like instead of like in the lobby, there was actual bales of hay, and then they converted a restaurant inside the Monte Carlo into like. Like it was a restaurant bar into like a, with a mechanical bull, and they had like a banjo band. So that's that crazy. Was a little unbearable. Cause like we could, like there was many restaurants that we just couldn't stand the constant hardcore country music. Overall it was a good time. And
yeah, you got to play this Vegas thing because you can stay at the Monte Carlo again. It's like all of, it's like MGM Grand, Monte Carlo, Bellagio, Mirage, like all these hotels participate in it. And so you can like get cheap rooms from playing this game.
Cool. So do you have anything else to discuss in our first Patreon after show?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we want to thank you guys for supporting Diagnostics and Usage. You know, we have a blast doing this, and we're glad that we can give you something back in return
yes.
for your support. And we will, of course, record one at the end of every month if you're here to support us. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, and if there's anything special you want us to talk about, just holler, and we will...
Yes, please. We want to, like, whether it's just questions for us or just you just pick the topic, it could be any topic. I you know, we'll be happy to discuss it. So thank you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.